What's up, boys and girls? How are you? Welcome into the Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt on bettingpros.com, and it's always being brought to you by BetMGM. Okay, so at the time of tape, we went 3-0 last night. We are trending in the wrong direction for the under for Wyoming and Colorado State, thanks to 14 points very quickly in that game. It really slowed down, but that initial burst early by CSU kind of screwed us. So I think I'm going to lose that one for a half a unit. So that happens. We were up 1.1 units yesterday. We got the MBS over receptions on one pass play. That was beautiful for a touchdown, 54 yards. Boom, over on his reception, on his yardage total. We got the in-game teaser. That's why we teased it, because everybody was on the under. And that last-second garbage touchdown for the 49ers goes over for everyone who didn't tease it. We teased it, minus one for the Green Bay Packers, but also we got ourselves the under 54.5 thanks to that. And then we had Nevada in a laugher. Easy victory for Nevada at home up against a team that Utah State's pretty bad. I mean, they're pretty bad. So at worst, we went 3-1. We might go 4-0, but it would take a minor miracle. So I'm gonna say we went 3-1. I've got something I gotta do for my wife here before I go to bed. So I had to tape this a little bit earlier than normal. It's 9 o'clock Pacific time here on Thursday night as I tape this podcast. So we've got two games going on here tonight on a Friday night that I like. Three games in total in college football. We will get rolling on Saturday morning with a lot of college football plays, but a lot of fun to have Thursday college football, Friday college football, and Saturday college football, because the games on Saturday, we've already lost six games on Saturday for COVID-19. So it's good that we can break up these games a little bit. It's good that we can, you know, have some standalone games like the MAC on Wednesday and have a chance to kind of focus in on some conferences and these games specifically being played, you know, not all on Saturday. So because the pickings on Saturday may not be as good as you normally would like, given to all the COVID-19 issues. So good to have it here on a Friday to have a couple of games, three in total. Got two plays for you that I want to talk about. But before we do that, let's talk about the offer from BetMGM. They're going to give you $100 in free bets, boys and girls, if you are in the states of Colorado, West Virginia, Indiana, New Jersey, Tennessee. $1 on any game on Sunday, $1 in the NFL, money line bet. Either team in that game scores a touchdown, and you will win $100 in free bets thanks to BetMGM. It's very simple, but that promo code JUICE100 is needed when you place the wager. Promo code JUICE100 when you place the wager with a new account on BetMGM. Very easy, very simple, $100 in free bets. You go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia and Tennessee. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Okay, a couple of things to plug here before we get to the picks. First, Dan Harris and I, our Betting Pros NFL podcast is out. Go find it. Go search for it on iTunes. Go find it on Betting Pros and listen to all our picks for this weekend for the DraftKings Pro Football Pick'em Contest. And we break down every game against the spread, all our thoughts. So if you ever want to know what I'm thinking about for Sunday ahead and maybe you get a better line, it's a great podcast. We also put the video up on the YouTube channel for Betting Pros. So you can find Dan Harris and I there talking for 45 minutes every week. We tape it on Thursdays. It drops on Friday morning, and you guys can watch as we break down all the games in the NFL. There's a couple games I like a lot for this coming weekend. Looking forward to seeing some line movements and some things I'm going to like for teaser wagers and whatnot. So I have not placed the Perrault 2-team teaser yet. We're 5-3 on those, but I've not placed it because I'm waiting for some line movement that I think is going to come, in particular here in Vegas. So we're going to watch that a little bit, but definitely check out that podcast if you've not checked out that podcast yet. Also, have you gone to bettingpros.com/chat yet for the Discord channel? It's a lot of fun, guys. We're watching games together. You guys are doing a really cool thing because we kind of just like lit the fire and then you guys have turned it into a bonfire. and you've taken it and you've run with it, and there's just a ton of people on there, and it's really a lot of fun. So check it out for sure, bettingpros.com/chat to get into our Discord channel every single, well, it's open always, but during primetime games, that's where I'm on. So tonight, I'll be on there for some of these games coming up on Friday here, two games on Friday. All right, let's start with Miami at NC State. So look, you've got a big ranked team playing on the road in college football, and there's a lot of people who are looking at the ACC and they're thinking, okay, you know, how good is the conference? Because it's Clemson and then everybody else, right? And we thought that, oh, Miami might be able to hang around and let's see what Miami can do. And then Miami got their doors kicked in, right? I mean, Miami just got destroyed by Clemson 42-17. But since, they have bounced back. They scored 31 points and won 31-19 against Pitt. At home against Virginia the following week, they only scored 19 points, but they won the game 19-14 up against a UVA team that's a little bit feisty. And, you know, they were favored by 13.5 points in that game, only won by 5. That was the first time all year they were favored by double digits that they failed to cover. So they were favored by 15.5 against UAB, and they won by 17. They were favored by 12 against Florida State, and they won by 42. They were favored by 11.5 against Pittsburgh, and they won by 12. So they were favored by 13.5 against Virginia, and they only won by 5. So not what you want to see, as this line now is Miami minus 10 on the road at NC State. But I still love De'Arik King. I also love De'Arik King in primetime. I also love De'Arik King on ESPN at 7:30 Eastern with really the entire sports world watching Miami. This is when this team shows out, in my opinion. The difference in this game between NC State and Miami is going to come down to the defenses. Now, NC State's been pretty good against the number this year. They're 4-2 against the number, but last time out against Carolina, they were catching 14.5, and they lost by 27 points. So here they go with Miami as their schedule has gotten a little bit more difficult, right? They were favored against Duke and they won by 11. They were catching 7 against Virginia and they won by 17. They actually beat Virginia by a larger margin than Miami beat Virginia, but I'm not too concerned about that. But I think when you look at these two teams, defensively, this is where Miami, I think, is going to make their money here. Now, both teams can score. Miami's averaging 32.8 points per game. The offense, 31.5 points a game for the Wolfpack. But I look at the defense here for Miami giving up just 22.2 points per game. And the fact that they are tough to run on, only 4.2 yards per rush. And throwing the football, just 6.2 yards. They're very talented. They don't tackle all that well in the secondary, but they do defend passes really well. That's going to be the difference here. I think De'Arik King here and this offense with Miami, the turnover chain is going to be a big part of this here today. I think Miami's defense is going to be the difference. I know it's a double-digit line, but a lot of money has been coming in here, and it's been coming in a little bit on NC State. Once it got over 10, it got to 11.5, and then the money kind of turned around, and it all came in here on NC State. There's been some injury concerns with NC State, some injuries to talk about the quarterback position for NC State. And I think Miami has an advantage both defensively and with their quarterback. I love this game on prime time. We're going to lay the 10 points here for one unit. Miami on the road minus 10 against NC State, taking the Hurricanes to come up here and get a victory here and cover this 10-point line, hopefully in a laugher, a big victory for the Hurricanes on the road at NC State. All right. I'm not going to play the San Diego State game. I looked at it. It's just not really something that I find to be all that attractive. I'm San Jose State in the Mountain West Conference. I'm just not really jumping up and down here to bet that. So I'm not going to bet. I'm going to pass on that game. But I do have a play on BYU and Boise State. Now, there's been a lot of money that's come in here on Boise. The number opened up at 2.5. It's now up to 3.5. Not going to hate it. Zach Wilson's a really good quarterback. And BYU is trying to pad their resume. How often do you see a team that is 7-0 go up against a team that's 2-0, right? It's a really weird deal. So you got one team that's playing its eighth game, and the other is playing its third game. But Boise's at home. So you've got the blue turf. Something tells me that Boise might be lurking here, and the 3.5 number I don't like, and I don't really want to buy the half a point if I don't have to. If there's a play here on the board that I like as much, and that is the total of 61.5. So here is where I am with this game in terms of the offensive explosions for both these two teams. Now, I know Boise hasn't played as many games as BYU, but they scored 42 points against Utah State, 49 points on the road at Air Force in their last game. They can play football offensively. Jack Sears is a really good quarterback. We know what the Boise program produces, right? They produce offensive weapons, quarterbacks, running backs, and whatnot. Just what they've done. So you got Zach Wilson. You got this offense that scores 44.4 points per game, and they don't play up-tempo football. They outscored Houston. Remember the game we had with Houston, and they won it 43-26? They outscored Houston 22-0 in that fourth quarter. I'm a little bit concerned to lay the 3.5. I would much have rather to play the 2.5, but I don't have the luxury, if you will, of going back and saying I'm going to play the 2.5. It's 3.5. What I can play is the over. I'm going to go over here for 61.5 points for BYU and Boise. Now, the weather forecast, it's Boise in November, right? You always got to look at it. But as of right now, at the time of taping, it looks like a pretty mild night. It looks like it's going to be fine. Good for throwing the football, good for offense. And I just don't know how good this BYU defense is. And the same thing can be said for this Boise defense. I think BYU's defense is a little bit overrated. Right now, they're giving up 13.4 points per game. It's really good, right? But how good are they really based upon the record and who they've played, right? Played Western Kentucky, Texas State, UT San Antonio, Houston. I don't know if I'm buying this. Boise is legit. This is their first ranked opponent, and this is an offense that can score. They scored 45 points a game. So, and they're not going to be intimidated by BYU either. They used to be conference rivals. This is a Western Mountain Time type of football game, and I just think that this is a big game for Boise, and Boise could win this. So I'm going to avoid the side, in particular the hook, because it may come down just to a three-point game. But I think there's a real potential that both these teams can score in the 40s for this game. And so for that, let's just lay the over here, the points. 61.5 points is high, but I'm okay with it just because I think everyone's coming in on BYU. You know, at the time of taping, you got about 75% of the money coming in on BYU because they've been playing more games in primetime. So I think the public's going to come in here really big. I just think you got BYU, who's really good with yards per attempt. You know, they got big play possibilities, big play potentials, and Jack Sears is a really good quarterback. So I think points are being scored here. We're going over 61.5 for this one here between BYU and Boise State. So, okay, to recap our plays here tonight, both of them at one unit. We're laying the 10 for the Miami Hurricanes on the road at NC State, and we're expecting a high-scoring pinball type of game between BYU and Boise. We're going to lay the 61.5 here and take the over with BYU and Boise State. Should be a lot of fun to watch the points. So, three games tonight, just two plays. I'm going to pass on the Mountain West Conference game and just play with three of them. On Saturday morning, we've got a lot more to get into with college football plays. I always have a heavy card going on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the live stream on the YouTube channel for our prop bets. We've done pretty good on our prop bets for the last, I think I've hit my last four prop bets that we've hit. So doing well on the prop bets, did well on the prop bets on Sunday. Make sure you check out our prop bet cheat sheet off of bettingpros.com. That's where I'm getting a lot of my prop plays, and we're making money at it. So pretty cool. Top three hit last week. So now we've got another one. I got that bet last night. And the Rodgers hit last night as well. I think three out of the top four hit last night as well on the cheat sheet. So pretty cool stuff on bettingpros.com. Definitely check that out. Live stream on the YouTube channel beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday for our prop bet live stream for the NFL for week 9 of the NFL. But first, college football, Friday night tonight, Saturday tomorrow. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast presented by BetMGM.